If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, let's talk hot men on this Tuesday morning, shall we, Anthony?
Yeah, that's why I showed up to work.
Hey, out of the two of us, you were the one that sent this list, and you, had a little bit of a problem with it.
Wait, I sent the list because we send each other things the night before the show to figure out some things to talk about. It's not like I was like, Kel, put everything aside. I need to go down this list of the 50 hottest guys.
But when you sent it, the reason you sent it was because there are some names on there that, yes, both of us went, wait, what? You're going to make it on, okay, the list in general, but even like when you get to the top of the list, I was like, who is that?
And that's why I thought it was interesting because I wanted to pick your brain on it as a female to see if you think that this list is good. Now, it's a top 50 list. I'm just going to run down the top five.
Okay.
Okay, and you can tell me, all right, starting at number five, Charles Melton.
That was the one that I went, who is it? I have no idea who that is.
I don't either. He's from Riverdale.
Yeah. No? He's attractive, but meh. Yeah. He would not make it in my top 50.
How about number four, Pedro Pascal?
No. Does nothing for me. I know he's like super hot right now as far as like acting and stuff, but hotness, I don't find him.
Another no. Number three, Lenny Kravitz.
You know what? There's something about a man that can pull off leather pants.
I'd put Lenny in the top five. Why not?
I don't know if he would go in my top five, but I think he definitely deserves a spot. We'll give him top 50.
Number two, Tupac Shakur.
I don't know if I've ever looked at Tupac and been like, that is a handsome fellow. But then again, I don't think I was alive for when he was alive very long. So that might have been why he didn't register with me.
You didn't think hologram Tupac was attractive?
No. And to make it as number two on the list, that was pretty shocking.
That's what I think was big. And yeah. Number one, this list put James Dean at the top.
I could see that. I feel like he was the original heartthrob, like him and Elvis is one that like, where's Elvis on the list?
I don't know. I didn't want to spend time digging through this, Kel. Top 50 hottest men.
But I mean, like, those are like timeless. When you talk about women, like the timeless beauty, I feel like they are like the timeless hotness. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And it's a very diverse top five. Again, I didn't look at the rest of the list, but yeah, I don't know if that would be my top five.
Yeah, I don't know. I do like that they have picked from different eras, different genres, different industries. But if you were to come at me and be like, I need your top three hottest guys, looking at my list, none of my top three were even in that top five.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's go over your list in a few minutes because I want to hear who you have. And then maybe I'll make one, but I'll put a little spin on it.
Okay. Move over Harper's Bazaar and your list of the top 50 hottest men. Kelly and Anthony have their own list of the hottest men. We're only going to do the top three, and we actually have individual lists. You want to start?
Yeah, why not? And I thought, oh, it's a little weird for me to be putting together a little hottest guys list.
This is just purely, I mean, I can look at a woman and be like, she's attractive.
Okay, then we'll do that list next week. My hottest guys are going to be based around guys that I would want to marry my daughter, because that's what I think would be hot in a guy, is somebody who loves her and respects her and all the above. Okay. Don't roll it. Hell. Number three, John Krasinski. Play Jim in the Office. Okay.
Yes.
If you've ever seen him and his wife Emily walking a red carpet, the way that he just like looks at her and he's focused on her.
And he was People Magazine's sexiest man.
He was one of those years. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. At number two, I would put Paul Rudd.
Do love Paul Rudd, and we never know how old he is. He has the best moisturizer in Hollywood.
Ageless, funny, and he's one of those guys that would just text me, be like, hey, you want to go get some water? He's not like, you want to get a beer? He's like, let's go drink some ice water or something.
Ooh, let's make it sparkling.
Cool dude like that. And number one.
Okay.
Shohei Ohtani.
You wouldn't be able to talk to him.
It doesn't matter.
But you got great Dodger seats.
Nicest guy in the entire world. Do you remember the series a couple weeks ago when they played the Padres and they intentionally hit him?
Uh-huh.
Remember that? And he was so cool about it. He like went to the Padres dugout and was like, hey guys, like calm down. Like everything's
good. Oh, because tensions were high. They were going to clear the benches.
Nice guy. Respectful. Heck of a baseball player. Yeah, the language barrier might be a little issue. But I'd be okay with it if Reese came home with Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, I'm sure you would.
And who's on your list, Kelly?
All right, we're going to talk hot men that are actually hot. Here we go. Number three on the list, okay? Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Oh, Zach Morris.
Yes.
When he was, are we talking 90s or
even now? He's still good looking. He is like a fine wine.
Okay, calm down. Who's number two?
Number two on the list, I'm going to give to Josh Duhamel.
Okay, yeah.
Another one that just, he, even as he ages, even with the gray, the little salt and pepper. Okay.
And he was married to Fergie, right?
He was married to Fergie for a while.
Not anymore.
No, he's remarried now. He's kind of one of those guys that goes off the grid, too, which I'm like.
You like that?
Yeah, there's something
mysterious.
Like. Yes. Number one on the list, Paul Walker.
Yeah, Paul was a heartthrob.
He was. I mean, when he passed away, I remember coming home. My husband and I had just been married. Walked into our apartment and he's like, babe, I got some news. Because this is how much of a fan I was. And I was like, oh my gosh, like this is serious. He's like, I need you to sit down. And then he told me that Paul Walker died and I cried.
Oh, kind of reminds me of like the whole James Dean scenario.
Yes.
Like those two resemble each other in so many different ways.
He's our James Dean.
Yeah, that was too bad. That's kind of how I felt when Prince died. I kind of just stopped. Like the world just stopped spinning. You know what? I should add Prince on my list.
What?
A man with ruffles, Kel?
Oh my gosh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.